Before we begin, this podcast is a place of acceptance, diversity, and respect.
This podcast respects all aspects of people, including race, ethnicity, gender expression, sexual orientation, socioeconomic background, age, religion, and ability.
That being said, let us begin.
What's up, world? Welcome to the Positive Truth, uplifting and positive news from a more progressive society. Tim, what are we trying to bring?
Here at The Positive Truth, we're trying to bring awareness, empowerment, inspiration, optimism, and understanding to communities everywhere.
That's what we do. This is The Positive Truth. It's Monday. We're bringing that uplifting and positive news. I'm JP. That's Tim. That's what we do here. You can follow us on iTunes, SoundCloud, and Google Play. All our social media is down below. I kind of screwed up the intro, Tim.
Nah, it's all good. I feel like all of our listeners know our intro by heart, and they probably just like skip ahead, you know?
What about the first timers, man?
That's true. We apologize.
Yeah, but this is just like the description says, uplifting positive news. We do that every Monday and Wednesday to fight back the fear, fight back the hatred, and show you that the world is actually a good place to live in. It's not full of crazy people and murder and crime.
Tú sabes.
Tim, how are you?
I'm doing well, man. I'm healthy for a change. This cold weather, like, it's hot one day, cold the next. It's just been messing me up, so I've been sick, and it's terrible. But today, I woke up with energy.
That's good to know. The weather is weird here. It's like how it's snowing in Atlanta and Texas, but it's not snowing here in Oklahoma.
Yeah, man, it's like 65 degrees, and then it's like 32 at night, but...
Dog, it's like 25 at night.
Yeah, it's ridiculous, man. I don't know what to say. I just know, like, I gotta wear a sweater in the house now because whenever the sun goes down, because I'm scared I'm gonna get sick.
Well, yeah. Turn on the heater, man.
Nah, my heater's always on now. You know I'm tiny, man.
Yeah.
My kids were making fun of me. They were like, "Man, coach, I bet you get extra cold. I bet it's really hard for you." Like, if y'all don't get away from me.
You know, speaking of that, my first story is actually about a kid getting bullied in Tennessee. But it's a positive news story.
All right, let's continue with that.
So basically, his mom posted a video on Facebook about a kid talking about getting bullied. And yeah, basically the whole community in Tennessee went out and supported this kid. And that coincides with another positive news story I have about a kid, junior in high school. His name's Noah Irvine. He was in Canada. He got awarded the Canada Everyday Political Citizen Award because he basically convinced his school district to change their policies for mental illness and suicide prevention.
Wow. How did he do that?
He basically was like, he was like, "Hey, your suicide plan has, like, prevention plan has all these flaws. Y'all should fix this." And then, like, he took it to basically his principal. And principal was like, "Okay, we'll do something about it." And he just kept pestering them. And it went all the way up to basically the government. And they changed it for all the school districts.
That's what's up, man. When you complain up about, you know, something that's important, eventually something's going to get done. I really like that story right there.
Absolutely. What you got, Tim?
Oh, man. Well, I'll go ahead and knock one out real quick, because I know you got a little bit more than I do, JP. Over 200 countries signed resolution to stop plastic waste in the ocean, man. It's pretty dope, because obviously we've been doing stories with, you know, there's a lot of countries now that are doing plastic bag bans, and now, you know, countries are coming together to figure this issue out. And I just think it's amazing. We all know that China is probably the number one country in the world when it comes to the biggest producer of plastic waste, but they're also the number one country in the world doing something about it. And now that these other countries are coming together, like who we have, Chile, Oman, Sri Lanka, South Africa, they also are a part of these 200 countries that are coming together to stop plastic waste. And I think it's amazing because we all know whenever you come together, a bunch of people come together that have different views, but we're all doing something that we believe in together, we can figure something out. And I just think that this is going to be great. And I hope more countries can jump on and we can figure this out together.
Is the United States part of the 200? Yeah, 45.
I plead the fifth.
But you know what?
Can I say I plead the 45th? Like, I feel like that makes sense to me.
Well, you know what also makes sense? We have scientists. They're doing awesome things.
Yes, sir.
We have one in Australia. Science is cool with the positive truth. He basically created a golden orange flesh banana, right? And it's rich in vitamin A. And with this, everyone knows we need more fruits. And this basically genetic banana, they're shipping it off to Africa so it can basically help in vitamin deficiency. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah, man, absolutely. Absolutely.
Also, bananas are like probably number 3 and like best fruits ever. So I approve. Oh, really?
What are your 1 and 2?
Probably grapes, number 1. Probably strawberries, number 2. Probably bananas, number 3. But see, it matters, right? Because the best strawberry is like nothing ever, but a bad strawberry is like, eh.
Yeah, a bad strawberry will change your mind about strawberries, for sure. But I won't argue with those 3 at all. I definitely enjoy like apples and watermelon as well, but I hear you.
Nice.
All right. Well, let's see. I got some positive news stories. I know if you've been paying attention to social media or mainstream media, there's those fires that are going on in California, in Southern California. And it actually hit close home to me because I was actually born in Oceanside, California. My sister lives out there. I have nieces and nephews that live out there, cousins, aunts. I have family that's out there, period. And the fires got actually really close to their house. Everybody's okay. You know, my nephew had to evacuate his job. My niece and nephew had to evacuate their homes. But nothing burned down, thank God, and everything like that. So they're good. But there was a lot of disaster that did happen to it. And there were some bright sides to this fires that were going on. Like the first one I have is there's this video that got shared on Facebook. And it's got over 14 million views because this man and a group of other people, he decided to help out these horses. They decided to, they were all like stabled up together, like in this like stable. There's probably 15 to 20 horses here, JP, too. It's ridiculous. You're gonna have to check out this video. The video is like 10 minutes long, but basically they get caught, like they have these masks on, there's smoke everywhere. If you saw any of these videos online, which I know you did, JP, like there's smoke everywhere and they're covered up their faces and they're trying to get these horses out for freedom, which they saved every single one of the horses. That's the reason why we're talking about it. But the fact that they risked their lives in this fire to save these horses is why we're talking about it, because to some people, they're not just horses.
Did you see the one about the saved rabbit?
That's exactly what was my next story as well, JP.
Oh, go, Tim. Go.
it links up together. Yeah, man. I saw this one like, man, I couldn't tell you how long ago I saw it. Maybe 3 days ago, 2 days ago. It was like the first day I found out about the fires, and I thought it was the craziest thing in the world. There's this video of this guy like jumping up and down on the highway. Somebody's recording him, and at first you don't know what he's doing, but he's like trying to get this rabbit, a tiny little rabbit, to get away from the fire. And he ended up saving the rabbit. There's a cool video, again, I'm gonna share to our Facebook page. I'm doing it right now, so if you guys wanna check it out, it's on there if you haven't already. But this man is like freaking out so he can save this little tiny rabbit, and he ends up doing it. And it's just a beautiful thing. It shows you that like people care about other things than just themselves. So do sabes to that, man. Shout out to that guy who did. I don't even know his name. I wish I did, though. It happened in La Conchita, California, though, by the way. You couldn't say that. I know you couldn't.
I do want to say, though, there's also a lot of people helping other people. It's too many to mention.
Yeah, for sure.
So, in every tragedy, there's always people helping each other out.
Absolutely, man. Absolutely. I like how our country's coming together, and I like how people are catching these videos and they're posting them to social media. Like, people are using social media for something positive these days. It's kind of cool.
Absolutely. Speaking of giving back, there is a man. His name is Kevin. I'm going to say Shanahan. Shanahan. I think that's right. We'll say Shanahan. Anywhere, he owns a dentist office in Dublin. And he sees about 20 people there in each session, put in about 15 to 20 hours of work each week in his lab, and then 20 people each week. But he's taking time out of his day to give basically free dental work for the homeless in his area. And I think it's awesome.
Heck yeah, it's awesome. Dental work is expensive.
Super expensive. He's doing dentures too.
Oh, really?
Yeah. Yeah.
That is wild. I bet that costs a lot of money out of his pocket, I bet.
He says it's worth it. I mean...
I believe it is. I definitely believe it is. Shout out to him for sure.
He also says if each Friday, he does it each Friday. He says volunteers come and provide haircuts outside his facility and give two groups give out sandwiches, soup, and other hot food to the homeless. So if you're in Dublin, go talk to Kevin Shanahan.
For sure. Like, shake this man's hand.
What do you got, Tim?
Well, it's kind of a positive news story, but it's a side story real quick because I didn't tell you before the show. But, man, you know how we've been doing stories over – well, you've been doing stories over these runners that are like 99, 100 years old?
Uh-huh.
Well, check this out. This dude, Gary Payton, who's 71 years old.
The glove? He...
No, not the glove. Not the glove. But – He just ran a 5:29 to break the 70-plus indoor mile
record. Hold up, what? He ran a 5:29 at 70?
That's 71 years old, man. How dope is that?
Dog, I don't think I could have ever ran a 5:29 in my life.
Man, I don't know, JP. In middle school, dude, you used to run distance a little bit, man. I bet you could.
Tim, no. I remember I ran... I remember you lapped me at a track meet and we were on the same team. I don't want to hear that.
Oh, yeah. Middle school, yeah. Middle school is something else for sure. But yeah, man, 71 years old, that's ridiculous. I hope I'm running like that when I'm 71.
Well, I have a story too. I have a man named Arnold Popan, picked up tennis at 60, and at 90 he holds the top spot in the senior division.
What? How dope is that? He started playing tennis at 60?
Yeah, you got to be in shape to play tennis, man.
Yeah, but tennis is fun though. Have you tried playing?
I played tennis once, and I was eighth grade and bad. Haven't tried since.
Dude, tennis is hard. It's definitely not something easy. I know, like watching it, it looks like it's easy, just because I guess we played other sports growing up, and we felt like it was the hardest thing in the world. But tennis is difficult, and you definitely got to be in shape. To see somebody do, or to hear about somebody picking it up at 60, and by the time they're 90, I mean that's 30 years, but. Doing that in your late ages of life, like, that's wild to me. Because right now, I couldn't even play tennis, and I'm a distance runner, man.
I mean, I don't even know how to score tennis, but catch me on the ping pong table, it's on.
I hear that, man. I hear that. All right, man. Well, my next story is about a man. Which I like this story a lot because it's a dog story. So let me just go ahead and start off like this. This story starts off with... There's this couple. This couple, it's a man and a woman. The man decides, hey, I'm going to go on vacation. He drives with his dog to somewhere, I don't know, Maryland or something like that. I believe it was Maryland. When he was on vacation, him and the man and the girl broke up, right?
Mm-hmm.
So while they were on vacation, he decides to ditch the dog and stops answering the phone to the lady now. So now this lady has no dog, doesn't know anything what's going on, hasn't heard anything from, you know, the man or anything like that. So in her head, the dog's gone, not thinking anything of it. So in Maryland, the Caroline County Humane Society, they actually found the dog. The reason they found the dog is because the dog was actually chipped, and they checked it and realized, okay, you're from Kansas. So they contacted the owner, and she was excited, you know, oh my gosh, I can't believe, you know, he's alive. I'm glad that he's okay. But the only issue was that she had no way to get to Maryland to get the dog because she was from Wichita, Kansas. So this is what happened. Man, she called everybody that she could to try to get this dog over. She couldn't fly to Maryland because she has kids and because of her job. So she had no idea how she was going to get this dog back. So at this Humane Society, this man, or actually there was a girl that worked there, and her boyfriend found out about the issue, the whole story, and was like, you know what, I'll volunteer to drive the dog down. So this man, who's a bartender, he works Saturdays, Sundays, and Mondays, so he has Tuesday through Friday off. He said, you know what?
Shout out to him. That's a great schedule.
Exactly, right? So he said, you know what? I have Tuesday through Friday off. That's 4 days. That's enough time for me to drive down to Kansas and back. So what he decided to do, not only did he drive down there, it's documented on Facebook, which is amazing. I'm going to share this article to the page so you guys can check it out. But yeah, man, this dude stopped in Pennsylvania, takes a picture with the dog. He's in the car making videos. I mean, it was just one of the nicest deeds anybody can do. I know for myself, if I were to lose Captain, which is my dog's name, if I were to lose him, like going to Arizona or going to Michigan like we did this past couple months, dude, I'd be beyond depressed. And the fact that somebody bring this dog back all the way from across the country, shout out to him.
Yeah, how far is that drive?
Man, I wish I knew. I'm only going to assume like 30 hours.
Where did they start at?
Maryland.
Okay. Maryland to Kansas and back?
Yes, sir.
Gotta love
technology. Who saw this?
Says 19 hours and 20 minutes.
Yeah, that's a drive for sure.
That's there. That's not back. That's 40 hours almost.
That's a work. That's a work week.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, man. Either way, it ended positively. So, 40 hour commute to bring, you know, a family together. I think that's awesome.
Absolutely. What was his name?
Zach. Ha, take that, world. All I got is Zach from that. I'm sorry.
It's all good. It's all good.
The dog's name is Zimba, though.
Zimba?
Yeah.
Where have I heard that before?
Like Simba? The Lion King, maybe?
Oh, okay. Got you.
What else you got for us, JP?
I think this is going to be the record for most positive news stories because I just found another one. Oh, I remembered another one. But so we're gonna have to start knocking these out. I got same-sex marriage was legalized in Australia. Short, quick. It's about damn time. Shout out to Australia.
Shout out to Australia. Well, man, I got one more story left. It's from Kansas. So this man was getting some coffee from Tim Hortons. And what he does is every now and then he'll decide to pay for the person behind him, which we've heard about stories like this, maybe at Starbucks or Dunkin' Donuts, wherever you get your coffee from. And I've actually had this done for me before at McDonald's. Somebody paid for my, like, I think $2.17 for a couple McChickens or something I got a long time ago. But this guy, he does it all the time because one time he was in the store and he realized this guy was, like, looking for change in his car. And he was like, you know what? I'll pay for it. So he does it all the time, not thinking anything of it. It's a pastime for him. He doesn't even think about it. Well, one day he did this, like he always does, doesn't think anything of it. And somebody actually wrote a letter on November 9th. And basically the letter says, you know, I was in a bad place in July of this year. So bad, in fact, I intended on taking my life. On July 18th, it was going to be my last day. While in the drive-thru at Tim Hortons, this nice man already paid for my coffee and had no idea why. So she decided, or it doesn't say if it's he or she, I don't know why I said she, I apologize. This person decided, you know what, I'm gonna change my mind about that and I'm gonna try to do something for somebody else. So what that person did was went home, helped his neighbor take groceries from her car to her house. And her day got even better from there. She said not only did she have a good day, she had a great day, or he had a great day. This person had a great day. I apologize for saying she once again. So yeah, they wrote this letter so they could thank the person that did this. And the reason they found out who the person that did this was because his wife actually saw the article and said, hey, I think this was you. You do this every day. He reads the article and he's, you know, obviously like, wow, I can't even imagine this. Like, the planets are aligned for somebody. Like, this is just amazing. So it just shows you, you know, when you do something positive, you never know you can change somebody's life. I know we've said this multiple times on this show, but whenever I see something like this, it reminds me, like, you have to continue being positive to others no matter what's going on, because you never know what somebody else is going through.
I think that should be our new catchphrase. When you do something positive, you have no idea what kind of all the good you can do to someone's life.
Absolutely, man. We can put it on a shirt. Let's do it.
We are running out of t-shirts. Oh, by the way, Positive Truth sells t-shirts.
Tu sabes, man. Positive Truth is getting real popular over here in Oklahoma, JP.
We're trying to get popular everywhere. Spread this positive news.
Absolutely.
You know what isn't popular, Tim?
What's that?
Student loans.
Oh, I'm 18 grand in debt, man. Who are you telling?
Well, Brown University just announced this week that basically they're having no more student loans in their school. They raised basically $500 million, well, $900 million to sustain the scholarship giving, but Brown University said no more student loans in our school, and they raised, through donors, through 2,087 donors, $90 million in a week, or in $500 million since 2015, to basically make sure none of the students that need loans to like get through their Ivy League school, they're giving them all financial scholarships. So as long as they can make their grades, no loans in Brown University.
I have a couple things. Yo, they raised $500 million since 2015.
Yep.
And you said $90 million in a week?
Okay, not a week, since September.
So, okay, a few months, regardless. Regardless. Wow, like that's a ridiculous amount of money. First off, okay, next thing I have to say, I'm going to clap silently for Brown University right now. College should be free, man, in my eyes. If people want to further their education, let them further their education. Let's try to make this world a better place. Let's get educated and make this world a better place. Stop, you know, these universities need to stop screwing us over and putting us in debt where we can't do anything with our lives in all reality. I'm so happy to hear that story, man. I'm happy because I know in New York, it's like free tuition if you live there. I know in Tennessee, they're doing something similar. And now this, it's amazing, man. Shout out to Brown University for sure.
Do you know that Harvard, Amherst, Panamon, Vanderbilt, and Yale, they have a no loans policy for schools too. So if you go there, they like, sometimes student loans are in the like financial aid packages. So they're like right. Totally getting rid of them too. So it's happening, Tim. It's happening.
That's awesome, man. That's awesome. I wish they could erase this debt though, but it's all good.
I feel you though. I feel you. I got another one. I got a follow up, Tim.
Oh, yeah? Is it Chance?
Oh, you know it is.
Yeah, yeah.
But this one actually doesn't involve him.
Oh, really?
So it's Chance. You know, he basically Chance the Rapper has done everything this past year. And he has his own little Chicago nonprofit. And Google was so impressed with all the philanthropy he's been doing this year, they donated $1.5 million to his charity.
Google did?
Yep.
Yo, Chance the Rapper is amazing. Like, I know this wasn't necessarily, like you said, it's not about him, but throughout all the positive things that he's doing, throughout all the positivity, you have all these big companies that are just like, you know what? I want to jump on board and I want to help out. And to me, it's amazing because this kid's, again, he's 23, 24 years old. Like, we looked up his age, you know, like four times this year because we keep forgetting. But I think it's amazing. Like, when you're that young and you really believe in something and you're passionate about something, you never know who's out there paying attention, who's watching. So shout out to Chance the Rapper and all the positive things he's doing and to his nonprofit. I just think that's amazing. You're definitely goals, man. We're trying to be like that for sure.
Absolutely. He's got two nonprofits. One is $500,000 is going to the CS for All, which is basically, you know, all the music stuff. And the other one's his social work. Social work empowers kids to share. It's empower youth through arts, education, civic engagement, while fostering leadership, accessibility, positivity within the youth throughout Chicago. And that one got $1 million.
Man, that's amazing.
And they said, I can't wait. It's going to give teachers ability to implement computer sciences and arts curriculums into their classrooms.
Man, I cannot wait to see what this man does in 2018.
If the Positive Truth had a Person of the Year award, it would definitely go to Chance.
Oh, man, we should definitely do this next year. We should have an award show.
Of all the people that did the positive things?
Yeah, man, we should definitely have an award show. We can let people vote on it and everything. Oh, we got to talk about this later for sure.
I like how we always have the best ideas on this podcast.
I know. Oh, man, I know. I agree so much. Oh.
Where is this whenever we're brainstorming off air?
Dude, we get together and we're just like, I don't know. Let's think about it. We just got to sit down and just talk, man. I'm with it, though. I'm with it. Oh, man, I'm so with that.
If you're in the Oklahoma City area, I'm just going to throw this out there. We know we probably shouldn't do this. But where we record at, if you've seen one of our Friday episodes, they're audio-visual. So we actually have videos of them. I know no one watches our YouTube channel, but we get a few hundred to 1,000 views on our Facebook page, on our videos.
Right.
Where we're recording at, the heater went out, and so we don't have anywhere really to record. So if there's someone in OKC that's available on Sundays after 6 and wants to have us record there, hit us up. Email us, please.
Yo, real talk, because I'm a tiny guy. Once again, we started off this podcast with me saying I'm a tiny guy and I'm freezing. I don't want to freeze on these interviews, on these visual episodes anymore, because from now on, I'll be wearing like 2 hoodies and like a thermal underneath. Like, we can't do this, guys. See, if you could help us, let us know.
Oh, we'll just freeze either way. We could buy a space heater.
True story. We're going to keep it positive either way.
Anyway, my last positive news story is about Colin Kaepernick. And he's kind of decisive, so if you don't like what he's doing, I think I'm going to give you a case you should like him. I'm going to talk about all the things he's done this year that don't involve taking a knee. So he runs a charity called 100 Suits for 100 Men, where basically he hands out suits and business attire for job seekers who have been recently released from jail or suffering hardship. So yeah, he's done that. Scrolling down, so much. I'm trying to skim through it. He's also given away $900,000 this year. He's donated $150,000 to anti-police brutality, basically police accountability, $209,000 to youth initiatives, $233,000 to community reform and minority empowerment, so it's okay to be brown in America, $283,000 towards health reform and nutrition and nourishment, better nutrition for the kids, $25,000 for climate change awareness, and I'm not done, Tim.
Dude, keep it going.
He's donated to the Milwaukee-based I Will Not Die Young campaign, which works to prevent youth violence. And yeah, basically through his donations, they've raised wages for events. They've paid money for youth leaders so they can actually go into these schools and help out the kids. They've done counseling services. They fund videographers, which videographers are not cheap. He's paid for guest speaker fees. He's paid for website fees. He's paid for supplies. He's planned for 10 trips. Yeah. Shout out to Colin Kaepernick.
Yo.
And he also donated $50,000 to Meals on Wheels.
I think Chance got beat by Colin, man.
I mean, no one loses in these races.
Yeah, absolutely right. Everybody's winning, for sure. But being the competitors that we are, I'm definitely going to say Colin's winning. No, I'm just kidding.
So Colin Kaepernick may never play football again, but he has definitely fulfilled his pledge. And he's definitely donated and been a very positive effect in America. Hoo-wah, we are done with positive news stories.
Indeed we are.
Do you have a quote, Tim?
I absolutely don't. I will search for one right now while you distract everybody.
We will be back on Wednesday with more positive truths. We have a big thing coming out. We think it's a big thing coming out in the beginning of 2017. We're going to have...
Yeah, yeah.
We might have a little something coming out every Monday, Wednesday, and Friday that's not just our podcast, but hopefully it will help bring in new listeners. And for everyone that can't listen to the podcast, they can check these out. They'll be able to get some really quick positive information. We also Absolutely. Have Friday episodes. This next Friday episode is about, what is it about? Healthy ways to communicate, if I'm remembering. So better ways to communicate. Guess who's back? And we had the original full interview that came out last Friday.
Original Flow, man, speaking to him, he's getting ready to graduate, man.
College?
Yeah.
Shout out to him.
Yeah, man, he's graduating like next week or something. I know he has a performance coming up and then he graduates the next day. So shout out to, yeah, Original Flow. I don't know if you're listening or not, but congratulations, man. And on that note, work hard in silence. Let your success be your noise.
Absolutely. So sorry about the long episode. We just had, 16 positive news stories.
Maybe more. We kept adding them in.
There are worse things.
True.
We will see you on Wednesday. We're out.
Stay positive.